my attention now away from our business, Critical Mass for Business, and the wonderful radio show, OC Talk, or radio station, octalkradio.net, to my first and only guest today, Michael Stark of PostYourProperty.com. Michael, welcome to Critical Mass, the radio show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be your one and only.
You are. We're going to spend the next 25 minutes, my friend, going through your past, your present, your future, and some lessons learned, and I'm excited to have you on the show. I think the content of this conversation will be very informational for our audience, but let's roll it right now by asking you to, Michael, tell our audience about your path to PostYourProperty.com.
Well, so I'm a real estate broker, and yeah, I've been a realtor since 96, and I had this idea. It was in 99, how to get new business. You know, so many for sale by owners out there try to sell their property, and I was thinking to myself, well, maybe I'll be able to get some new business. This is, you know, early on in the online business, and I started this site, and all of a sudden I got postings from all over the country, and I realized I'm not going to get a whole lot of local business here in Orange County to be a realtor for. Maybe what I have here is a portal, and it just kind of grew from there.
So your original intent was different than what you, pretty early on, it sounds like, realized the potential for the site could be.
Well, you know, I never looked back. It's now, third quarter of 2010, and it's I've got six sites. You know, it's a free listing service, and it there's over 10,000 property postings, current inventory. It's data feeds out to lots of other sites. I own a banner network on nearly 700 other real estate sites as a auxiliary to my business here in helping people post their property, and certainly a lot of investors who are looking for deals before it hits the MLS love for sale by owner. Of course, agents can also post. It's open to everybody. And it's just kind of grown in a direction that I wouldn't have expected 11 years ago, so I'm happy about that.
And so you, I billed you as the owner of PostYourProperty.com, which coincidentally is the initial site, right, that we're talking about here, www.postyourproperty.com.
Right. Well, okay. As I got more and more in this online madness that I've gone into, I started creating other sites. So when a person is on PostYourProperty.com, they'll pretty much land themselves on NeilRealEstate.com or LookForProperty.com or SouthernCaliforniaBroker.com, or I have a couple more personal broker sites to round out the six. So it's really kind of a full-on link parade here. So, but we try to give good, interesting resources that are helpful and hopefully give people, benefit.
So, we're going to talk in a little bit about the affiliate program. You sort of started to go that way relative to the links, et cetera. So we're going to get into that more because I think business owners will certainly learn from your experience on the power of that. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else about your business practice as it is constructed today, Michael, that we haven't talked about so far in the introduction?
Well, as a general idea, I mean, PostYourProperty.com has kind of given me the ability to learn about deals for my own clients because, we do get people that call us, email us separately and say, hey, I don't feel like posting it, but, I have, such and such a property. Do you know buyers for it? So, as a real estate broker, that's real important to me to be able to convey with my clients. And then, of course, on the online ad angle, which we'll talk about, the more traffic we get and the more users that we have videos, we have podcasts, we have a lot of stuff on the site. We try and keep them busy clicking those links on our site. So.
Can you share with us, Michael, you've talked about some lessons learned already as it's morphed and grown your business, as most entrepreneurs are continually reevaluating their business and hopefully improving it. But, have you learned through your business experience that's helping you lead and kind of guide your firm today?
Passion. I think if there's anything that will get you through, I mean, you don't need a PhD, you don't need a high school education. If you've got passion, whatever you do, I think that is the magic key. I think that's really, you know, what, you know, without that, I don't think I would have been, you know, getting up at 4 in the morning because I couldn't sleep because I wanted to start clicking around and ideas for my site or ways to grow. Passion is what it's about. And I think people, whether you like to cook, you like to sail, you like to play golf, whatever you like to do it. In my case, I like to click and be a real estate broker. If you do it with passion, I think other people see that and they want to hang out and kind of kind of absorb that.
Well, you know, that's an interesting perspective because it's not always tea and honey to be a entrepreneur. There are some times when you've got to self-motivate, and having that passion, that fire, while it may sound, maybe to some people, that may sound curious, I completely can agree with you in the sense that, because sometimes without that passion, I'm not sure that some entrepreneurs can light the fire to get going, and in the face of some of the challenges, certainly over the past couple of years as the economy has changed so dramatically.
Oh, no question. It's karma and jet fuel for just keeping you going, because the finances might say you ought to throw in the towel. You know, all your friends and family, you know, say you're not spending enough time with them, throw in the towel. So many people, so many different things can tell you that. Heck, I look back at all the adventures that I kind of crossed and people I met and things I did would never have happened had I not been passionate about it.
And I do agree with you. It is contagious. You know, leaders can be contagions. I mean, if they're not aware of it, that people pick up your vibe, whether it's positive or negative. And if you're, especially during these times in our peer groups, we've been working closely with our members to make sure they realize the behavior they're modeling when they go back to the office with their employees, because, you know, invariably the employees are looking at the owner or the CEO or president to figure out, is this company in trouble, or is she really or he really worried about something? And so that passion can get infectious to your staff and the people that you surround yourself with as well.
Oh, totally. If someone's bringing you down or something's bringing you down, focus the optimism. I mean, we know quantum physics. We know very little about quantum physics, but what we do know is that one's thoughts and intents can affect circumstances and matter on such a minute level that we're not even aware of. I mean, that's a scientific theory, but I'm quite a subscriber to optimism and positive thinking, because without it, you know, as an entrepreneur, you know, find another field if you don't got it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's part of the why whenever we have a true entrepreneur, a person such as yourself who created an entity, a property, a business, you know, from scratch, I always like to kind of sit back and say, you know, what did you see in the marketplace that caused you to believe that there was a need, that people would, you know, buy your service or subscribe or use it, and that you could ultimately make a profit on your time invested? Because many people see maybe similar opportunities, but unlike the entrepreneur, they don't take action.
Very true. I would say that it's really about making lemonade out of lemons. Very much so, because in the beginning, I was getting all these clicks, I was getting all these postings, all this what they call user-generated content. This is back in 99, 2000, 2001. And, of course, then we had the implosion with the dot-com bubble. You couldn't find an advertiser if it hit you in the head until probably, you know, people got more confident that online was going to be a way people could sustain as a new broadcast medium. You have to believe in yourself. You have to, you know, get past that. And sometimes you have to self-fund yourself to get there. Had I waited for venture capital people to a good idea, it wouldn't have happened. You have to just sometimes take it out of your pocket and say, I believe in myself. I'm going to do it.
Well, you know, that's really interesting, Michael, because I'm just started to go through my recent issue of Inc. I kind of remiss there, been on vacation a little bit, haven't been doing my business reading as I should, but the cover story is about, you know, startups and business and how that's the kind of the part of the cure for what we're going through right now in the U.S. economy, at least. And one of the early things that I looked at was a chart that basically said, even though the level of angel investment and VC investment has radically changed over the past, I forget the scale now, but let's say 10 years, the annual amount of businesses started has remained relatively constant. And so what they're saying is, well, it's well, there's a belief that we need that level of investment to drive growth. The truth is, the entrepreneurs are out there, and they're going to find a way to get their business into being with or without maybe sometimes the help of the traditional financial community.
I agree 100%. The population is there. The thinkers are there. The ideas are there. It's don't wait. Don't wait. It's life is too short. I mean, every day is a gift, and we never know where the next is going to be. If you don't take it upon yourself to just say, forget it, I'm going to send that email, I'm going to open up that website, I'm going to, you know, pay for that service, whatever I'm going to do, do it. Don't think about it. Just, if you believe it's a good idea, now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's talk about, thank you for that, and let's talk about your experience as it relates to what I think of and what we talked about as an affiliate program. I mean, how has that historically helped PostYourProperty.com and your other business ventures online?
So affiliate marketing, and there's conventions that are now around that support that industry, which in fact is now what we call the performance marketing business, which it has many different kind of names, but and I've met lots of wonderful people, and I welcome any of your listeners to call me up and ask me about some of those different conferences and conventions that are out there. Performance marketing has really, every year has been a dog year. Just in the savviness, in the size, in the just constructive and destructive way things are made, broken down, built up again, new offers, in the blink of an eye, this is how fast it's going. And there's so many more people now in that are practicing or trying to get involved in performance marketing. Back in, 04, 05, 06, it was relatively pretty new. I mean, going further back, people were talking banner ads. Well, we've graduated way past that. There's so many niches to this affiliate marketing business to talk about.
So how did it evolve inside of your business model?
Well, so the bottom line is you see you get in traffic. You have so many hits, so many impressions, so many downloads, so many unique user sessions. It's valuable to somebody, so you have to figure out what types of products, services are out there that those companies would be willing to, put that on your site. Now, there's a lot of different networks. Today, what we call the affiliate marketing networks, where you can take certain coded links and place it on your site. That's important. You'll want to make sure that, you have great you're able to review, how many clicks happen on a certain day, how many people actually purchased, went through the PayPal experience. There's a lot of metrics that you got to be aware of. I find right now the affiliate marketing business has really grown to such an extent that, I mean, there's people with millions of email addresses. There's people doing huge mobile texting and behavioral targeting on, a browser level, huge pay-per-click buys. Now, back, 7, 8 years ago, it wasn't to that level. But there are so many players in the industry now. And in the end, it's really about lead capture, capturing the intent, the lead. Someone fills out their name, their email address. They're, you know, selecting the different categories of what, you know, they're looking for. Some require payment, some don't. So each of these leads are different, and some perform better, some perform worse. You really just go with what's out there. And sometimes an advertiser may come to you and say, listen, I just want to be a sponsor, or I want to do whatever. So there's no, what's the word? There's no formula. It's really about being open to opportunity.
So if someone in our audience is listening and maybe they're in a B2C business or maybe they're in B2B and they say, well, you know what, I have a lot of traffic, but I'm not doing much other than driving it internally, what would be a couple things they should think about doing or start doing to at least begin to explore if affiliate marketing, et cetera, would be appropriate for their business and their website?
All right. Well, there's a lot of networks that have a variety of offers within their what they're providing that users can put on their websites. And simply just, you know, affiliate marketing, you know, put it in your search engine, start looking for what we call cost per acquisition, CPA, or CPM, cost per impression. Play with some of those keywords. You'll start noticing there's dozens, there's hundreds of companies that have different merchants and advertisers in their system. You have to really kind of go through the forest to find the fruit. That's really, and that takes a lot of time too. I won't say it doesn't. It's hard to find good performing affiliate programs.
Yeah, you know, part of what it's interesting because here on Critical Mass, the radio show heard exclusively on octalkradio.net, you know, our target audience are people such as yourself, business owners, executives, pretty tight demographic. Part of the reason why my business partner and I chose internet radio and octalkradio.net in particular is we wanted to get access to a very tight demographic. You know, we're not trying to be a mass audience show. We're very much created content that is of interest for the business owners and the executives here in Orange County. And we've been successful in building a pretty loyal and ever-growing kind of significant audience. And so you have to ask yourself, is there a chance to monetize that? And do we even want to do that? Up to this point, we've resisted interest in sponsorships for the show. But I wonder if there's other ways that we might be able to find revenue streams off of the fact that we have this loyal audience that has developed.
Well, certainly. I mean, I always say this, that I would rather have one person watch one of the videos on my site than I would rather have 1,000 hits. I would rather have one person listen to my podcast than I'd rather have 10,000 impressions. I would rather have one person fill out a form of intent, you know, and give me all their information that they want more information about a specific service than I'd rather have how many unique user sessions. Those other numbers are just that, you know, oh, hey, I got a zillion hits today versus someone actually listened to this podcast about OC Talk Radio and really likes and wants to know more about these coaching groups or about some of this other stuff that you're doing and want to come to your, you have an event upcoming, I think, just next week, no?
August the 11th, and I see that you've registered for it.
Absolutely. So get one person in that, one extra person in that room who's going to be at that breakfast, then, you know, how many user sessions? This is all about engagement. Internet marketing, one word, engagement. Conversion and closing, that's sales. But when you want to get people to bookmark you, follow you, remember you, trust you, and have events and places where they can find you and utilize your services, then that leads to sales. I don't know of a different funnel. I mean, if there is one, let me know. But that's kind of what I've learned in the business.
Well, I was excited to have you on the show because I understand the way you think, and I like the knowledge that you have. I think it's important for others to learn from your experiences, being an early adopter of technology, especially internet, and living through the turn of the century crisis as it came to dot-com world, and yet continuing to evolve your business model. Because I do believe there is a lot more that business owners and executives, especially small and mid-sized, who are always limited with resources, could be doing online with different tools that would help them to grow their business. But your point is very valid. It always leads back to that personal engagement that has to happen to create your relationship with clients.
100%. I mean, with the recession that everyone is, trying to do their best to manage and grow from and do more than survive, become and thrive. I've gone back to my real estate roots as a broker, and I feel that in offering a multitude of services, they may just want to look at the properties being posted on my site, not want to engage with me as a broker. But sometimes they'll fill out their information, and this is where it comes from. If you don't offer superlative, over-the-top service, then especially as a realtor, there's at least a million of us in the United States, last I checked. This you've got to differentiate. You've really got to be out there. I love what I do. I mean, I practice here in Southern California. I do residential. I do commercial. I think I've handled just about everything besides mineral rights and a liquor license. I've done, all different kinds. I try and help the client be successful when it comes to their real estate goals as a realtor, and that's the best I would want if the shoe were on the other foot.
I could see you doing a real estate show here on octalkradio.net.
Yes, this is a conversation we'll have at the breakfast that hopefully some of our listeners will come to on August the
11th.
Good. So,
can you share with us a painful business lesson that you've learned in your career?
Well, you cannot put all your eggs in one basket. The dot-com bubble, everyone's got a story from, how what happened to them in the stock market in 2000. And I was guilty like a lot of people. I got caught up short with the stocks and this and that. And I remember my wife telling me, she says, "Michael, if you only invested all that money in yourself." Now, this is back in 2000. I'd already started the site, but it was just kind of it wasn't my main focus. It was like, I'm doing it. And I realized that it's all about investing in yourself. And that's kind of where I went from there. So that was kind of one of my painful financial lessons was from that dot-com bust. And of course, putting all your eggs in one basket. You've got to have multiple streams of income. You've got to somehow diversify. The money that you want to make may not come out of your passion. It may not come out of your hobby or your love. Keep your day job. Do things. Keep the money flowing. We all have mortgages. We all have got, things we've got to keep a roof over our head and, hopefully one vacation a year. Even in this economy, it's tough. It's real tough. There's no question. In real estate, I believe we are seeing the biggest transfer of wealth in decades. I mean, if this is the worst financial, the second worst since 1929, I don't know. There's a lot of pain out there with what's going on in real estate. How many hundreds of thousands of foreclosures? People are picking up a lot of deals. I'm seeing a lot of people I hadn't spoken to in a while because they were tired of the multiple bid of buyers happening back in 05, 06, 07. I mean, I have people calling me up from years ago saying, hey, Mike, I saw this property over here, and maybe we should take a look at it and make an offer. So, I mean, the savvy people are taking the money out of their mattress. They're getting out of shell shock. They're realizing, you know, return on their CD is just not maybe what, you know, to get overjoyed about. Real estate has always been the one of the principal inflation hedges, and certainly growth of a person's assets mostly is locked up in real estate. So I think it's a great time. It's a challenging time. The credit markets are kind of, hopefully, will get better. I got to be hopeful, but it has not been a pretty picture. But that doesn't mean that there aren't deals out there. There's creative ways. Maybe the seller will carry back financing. You know, a good realtor helps you, you know, find deals. And that, so I've gotten a lot back to my roots. You know, it's, again, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know, I continue with my websites. In fact, I'm revising my blog. I've had my blog for years. And that's my latest big project, SouthernCaliforniaBroker.com. So hopefully in the next few weeks we'll have the new look of it up and going. And but it's really again, learn from your mistakes and look to the future. That's the only place we can look at this point.
You know, that's while we're not out of the woods yet, and I agree with you, this probably is the second worst economic downturn, you know, in modern times here in the U.S. following the Great Depression. The real estate market, the correction in the real estate market, at some point is going to be an opportunity for people. Now, it's an opportunity for some today who have the ability to qualify, like you said, and that's a very tight screen. You know, it's not where it needs to be to get the market really moving. But over time, hopefully, as things pick up, there's always that inflection point at which, you know, if you're able to be in the market as a buyer before that happens, you really get the rewards that the rest of the market brings to you. It's sort of like buying stocks to, you know, get in early and watch it run up. So I'm not sure when and how long it's going to take Southern California, at least residential real estate, to hit that inflection point. But it's a cycle. And someday it will hit that point, so, you know, people have to be looking
way. And I'm seeing also, you know, people aren't pulling their monies. You know, it used to be, I'm my own guy, I'm going to do it my own self. But, you know, family and friends count for something, you know, especially sometimes you can't do it alone. You gotta be partners with people. And that, there's different ways to get into the market. You know, lease options are growing, seller carrybacks, there's a whole, you know, number of strategies out there, and that's a radio show in itself. So
there you go. Hey, is there anything else that we've not talked about, Michael, either as it relates to you or any of your lines of business that you would like to share with our audience here today on Critical Mass, the radio show?
Well, number one is thank you. I'm grateful for your wanting to be on the show and share my passion and, you know, what has made me to your listeners. Number two, if they go to postyourproperty.com and want to learn more about what I've got there, please go ahead. I always say I'm going to go to real estate heaven. I don't know how many thousands of people have found deals and you know, of course, I don't make money on the front end or the back end. It's a free posting forum. So I pay it forward as far as karma goes. And when I do get people that may want to list their property with a broker or need, you know, help as an investor, then that's where it kind of pays off. Insofar as offering things for free in your own business to attract new opportunities, I'd be happy to, you know, offer free consultations on some of your listeners' businesses if they want to, you know, check in and you know, pick my brain.
How would they get in touch with you?
Well, once again, postyourproperty.com, or they can call me at 949-574-9474. I'll repeat that. It's 949-574-9474. 9474. Alternatively, I have an email. It's mike@neorealestate.com. N as in Nancy, E as in England, O as in Olive. mike@neorealestate.com. And, you know, just Google Mike Stark, post your property, you'll find me.
Well, this has been a fun conversation. I've learned, taking some notes here as you were talking, and I appreciate you being willing to share with our audience and with me your experiences today, Michael Stark of PostYourProperty.com.
Well, thank you, Rick Franci of OC Talk Radio. I hope and wish everyone a great summer, and hope to see you on August 11th at the breakfast.
Yeah, we'll see you at the Center Club, 7:30 in the morning, August 11th.
All righty.
Take care.
Take care. Thank you.
Goodbye. An example, ladies and gentlemen, of a guest with great experience and knowledge, and that you can just feel it, right? That entrepreneurial spirit and spark that he has. Each time I've talked with Michael, I've so enjoyed the conversation, and I was really looking forward to having him on the show today, kind of why we were able to have more time with him, because I just felt there would be a lot that you would find interesting in the conversation. Certainly many lessons learned there. So that's going to do it for this week's installments of Critical Mass, the radio show. If you're listening to this live or possibly before August 11th and you're interested in attending the executive conference that Michael and I were talking about, there are a few seats left on the bus, as they say, and we would love to have you join us. It's very simple. Just go to our website, criticalmass4business.com. You'll see right on the homepage a big register now link. You click that, you put in your information. It costs $25, pays for complimentary parking and a wonderful breakfast, and you'll be able to join some of the members of the Critical Mass for Business community for a morning of thoughtful discussion. We have a panel discussion. I'll be revealing the latest OC Index numbers on how you're feeling about the economy and your responses to it and hiring and some other topics that we've asked you about. A lot going on, ladies and gentlemen, here in August. Not all of us are on vacation. We're here making it happen. So I really would encourage you, it's not too late to grab a seat at the event on August the 11th. If you're listening to this at some future point, don't worry. We do it twice a year. If you couldn't make the August one, there'll be one in March. Be watching for that and listening to future installments of Critical Mass, the radio show, heard exclusively on octalkradio.net. Until I talk to you next time, here's hoping that all your business decisions move your business in a positive direction.
You've been listening to Critical Mass, only on octalkradio.net.